You won't see any golf carts at Scotland's Muirfield Golf Course this weekend. That's because golfers still competing in the British Open have to walk, and they definitely won't be riding hovercrafts. But on July 27th, there will be hovercrafts at a public course in Springfield, Ohio. Windy Knoll will become the first golf course to offer hovercrafts as a pricier alternative to the traditional four-wheeled golf cart. The difference? About $200 per round. Pete Duffy is the managing director of Windy Knoll Golf Club. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Bill, thanks for having me.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing already, but what prompted you to purchase a pair of vehicles from Neoteric Hovercraft?
Well, we saw it on YouTube, you know, the Bubba Watson bit on April 1st, like just about everybody else did, and I know that video went viral pretty quickly. And it basically looks like a hovercrafts slash golf cart. It's got the traditional top. Mm-hmm. It's got room for bags, but it's a hovercraft that can go over anything, lakes, the greens, the bunkers, everything. So that intrigued us, and we started making phone calls. So, you know, after a couple of days of discussions, we sent a down payment. And, you know, here we are about 90 to 100 days later. We are going to take receipt of the very first two off the assembly line at Windy Knoll Golf Club.
So are people lining up to make reservations to play golf and ride in a hovercraft?
Yes, at this point, that is exactly true. And but not only that, Windy Knoll has already become even more popular, even without the hovers. The weekend that we had last weekend was by far and away the best weekend we had for play. And people asking questions about when the hovers would be here. We see this as an opportunity to promote our town of Springfield, Clark County, to promote our public golf course, and we're really excited at the opportunity.
Do you worry at all that the golfers who do actually get into the hovercraft are going to fly around the golf course and have so much fun that they'll forget to play golf?
We have not considered that, but you know what? I know they're going to be so much fun. Golf may end up being kind of a secondary item for them as they're on the golf course.
Going forward, are designers of golf courses in the future going to need to keep hovercrafts in mind?
Well, we are making some changes. These hovers are a little bit wider, taller than the average cart, obviously. They hover approximately 9 inches off the ground from what we're told.
Mm-hmm.
So we are having some trees removed. We are having certain areas where there are things sticking out of the ground near or around golf carts or where carts frequent at this point that we do not want to take the chance of being snagged on the air bladder. There will be a couple of lakes on the course that we are going to designate for the hovers to pass over. This is all still very new. There's a lot of planning that we're going through as we speak.
Well, let's suppose that this works, Pete, and that this novelty does, in fact, draw huge numbers of people to your golf course. What's the next novelty to consider after the novelty of the hovercraft wears off?
You know, that's a great question. I guess we'll look to YouTube and Bubba Watson and the, you know, the other major sponsors in the world of golf to help us with that.
I'm thinking maybe rocket-propelled golf balls or sharks in the water hazard, something like that.
Ooh, you know what? That had a lot of excitement on the lakes that the hovers pass, huh?
Pete Duffy is the managing director of Windy Knoll Golf Club. Pete, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Not a problem at all, Bill. And, you know, we'd love to have you out if you're ever interested to try it out.
I may very well take you up on that. I appreciate the invitation.